Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 119, yes, the entire psalm. The law. Now, I could have, I suppose, delivered 176 or more discourses, one verse at a time, but I decided to take one view of the psalm in one discourse. If you want to see more of what I feel about this psalm, you can read my book, Psalm 119 and the New Covenant. Now, I understand the word law, or its equivalent. You'll find this in all but three verses of this psalm. Words such as commands, statutes, judgments, decrees, word, laws, precepts, promise. These are the words that the psalmist uses, and he describes the wonder, the power, the richness, the fullness, the blessing that God's word, the statutes, the judgment, the decrees, the commands of God are to him, and how much he delights in them and ponders them and seeks to practice them. Now, I feel a great deal of nonsense is talked about this psalm. People talk about the law, and they mean the Ten Commandments. Does anybody think that we can go through Psalm 119 and find all the words like precepts, statutes, judgments, decrees, commands, promise, and so on? Meditation, day and night, loving it, and so on. Can anybody think that this means the Ten Commandments? Does anybody do this, actually? They may profess it. Their confessions may say it. Their sermons may declare it. Their hymns may declare it. But do they actually treat the Ten Commandments in that way? What about the 615 commands of the entire law? But surely, when the psalmist is speaking about the law here, he's not just thinking simply of the commandments of God, the ten on the two tablets, nor even the entire old covenant. He's surely speaking, as far as he knew it, of the entirety of God's word, the scriptures. What about the passages before Sinai? What about the prophets? What about their words, preached and taught and recorded and written? Does none of these count? Of course, the psalmist, a spiritual man, the spiritual man in the Old Covenant, delighted in all God's word. And what about the New Covenant? Are we going to be limited to the Ten Commandments, my friend? It's all scripture, isn't it? We are surely here, bidden, with the psalmist's reaction to the law, to pray for God's Spirit to speak to us in his word, that he might show us Christ in all the scripture. And that's not a phrase I've made up. It's not a principle I've grabbed out of the air. Read Luke 24. Christ is revealed in all the scripture. And surely the psalmist is glorying here in what he knows of the word of God. And as for the believer in the days of the new covenant, surely all God's word from Genesis to Revelation will speak to us of Christ, and we look for Christ in it. John Newton was certainly of that mind. Precious Bible, what a treasure does the word of God afford. All I want for life and pleasure, food and medicine, shield and sword. Let the world account me poor, Christ and this I need no more. Food to which the world's a stranger, here my hungry soul enjoys. Of excess there is no danger, though it fills, it never cloys. On a dying Christ I feed, he is meat and drink indeed. When my faith is faint and sickly, or when Satan wounds my mind, cordials too revive me quickly, healing medicines here I find. To the promises I flee, each affords a remedy. Shall I envy then the miser, doting on his golden store? Sure I am, or should be wiser. I am rich, 'tis he who's poor. Jesus gives me in his word food and medicine, shield and sword. What is Newton saying? Oh, how I love thy law, from beginning to end, And especially and above all, I love it because it shows me a crucified, risen, coming again, Lord Jesus, interceding, Lord Jesus, coming again one day. I see Christ, and Christ is all.